Yeah, good morning to all those that are joining us in the world of podcast. At this moment in time, you can find us on Buzzsprout, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. Hope you can hear us okay. Hope the sound is okay. Wherever you are across this earth today, God is with you. God is for you, and God is not against you. As we are gathering, I hope you can hear us. I hope everything is well. Just remember, you are blessed. You are blessed and highly favoured. You are wonderfully and you are fearfully made. God is with you, and God is guiding you, and God is leading you into new beginnings. Into new beginnings. Thanks be to God. Let's gather around the world. Let's just gather wherever you are around this world. We're gathering together this morning. We're resting in His presence. He is coming back. God is for you. It's good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Buzzsprout, Spotify. God bless you. Yeah, I can see you coming online. And for all those in the world of the podcast, we're going to go straight away. We're going to go straight into Psalm 118. Psalm 118. If you feel well pressed this morning, if you feel pressed on every side of your life, I pray that you will just know that your Redeemer lives. And because He lives, you can face tomorrow. God is with you. God is for us. God is for each and every one of us. Psalm 118, as we are in the message this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. We hope you can hear us. For everybody that's following us online this morning, and the sound is as clear as we can get it at this moment. But for everybody that is at home, that is at work, and wherever you are at this moment, may the power of God just strengthen you and guide you, and the hand of the Lord always be upon you. You know, we give Him praise this morning. All things are possible to those who believe. And let's just gather. Let's just gather and pray. Let's just rest in His arms and just trust God in all things. He is working with you and He is for you. And let's just rest in this Psalm 118. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They surround me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They swarm around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thongs. In the name of the Lord, I cut them down when I was pushed back and about to fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. If you look at verse 13, it's really, really clear. Really clear. I was about to be pushed back. I was about to push back and about to fall. I was about to slide. I was about to make a mistake. I was about to have a serious collision. There was something that was going to happen in my life. There was something that was heading my way. There was this destruction, or there was something about to happen. But God. But God, do you feel that you're about to fall? Do you feel that you're about to slide? Do you feel that there you just can't seem to hold on anymore? You've been trying to hold on for so long. You've been hard pressed on every side. As verse 5 said, when hard pressed, I cried out to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. Do you feel like that this morning? Do you feel like that you're just really pressed on every level, on every corner, on every area of life? Do you feel that you're just stretched beyond human understanding? Do you feel that there is no way forward, and you've reached that wall where you're saying, God, if you don't show up at this moment, Lord, we need you like never before. God, we need you. We need you, Father. You know, God is with you. God is with you. You might feel tired, you might feel weary, you might feel a little bit exhausted, but God is with you. And I pray that wherever you are at this moment in time, that you will feel just the presence of the Holy Spirit, that you will just feel the love of God and the glory of God. God is with you. We're going to just be bowed in prayer for these few moments. Let's just close our eyes. Let's just rest. We're going to have a few moments of stillness. So just close your eyes this moment, wherever you are, okay, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Just close your eyes if you're at home, if you're able just to close your eyes and just rest. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for the power of the Word of God. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, Lord, as you are our God and our King. And this morning, Lord, we rest in your presence. We rest in your arms. We rest in the Almighty God. We give you praise and glory that's due your name. And this morning, Lord, we ask you that you will stir us like never before. Father, that you will just touch our hearts, Lord, that you will touch our minds, that this day, Lord, this day, Father, will be a powerful day. Lord, in the psalm it says that I was hard pressed. I cried to the Lord and he brought me to a spacious place. Lord, we pray for all those that just need that space, that need bringing into that position, that posture. Father, we pray for all those that just feel hard pressed on every side of life. Lord, they're tired because they can't keep up with work. They're tired because they can't keep up with life. They're tired because they can't keep up with the issues in the relationships. They're tired, Lord, because of the news that's coming their way. They're tired because of the thinking of the fuel poverty crisis. They're tired because they just can't think straight. The brain fog of life, the issues of life. Father, we pray this morning, Lord, that, dear God, the Word of God will come like a flood, Lord. That, Father, you will flood over us and in us and through us, Lord. You are worthy of all praise. And, Lord, I thank you for there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But, Lord, all those that have taken to a place, Lord, of almost a non-return position, Lord, all those that feel that we've reached a place, Lord, where, God, you got to help me, because if you don't show up, Lord, this isn't going to work out. Lord, you tell me that you supply all my needs according to thy riches and glory. And we pray this morning, Lord, for an outpouring of your Spirit. We pray, Father, that you will pour out your Spirit on each and every one of us, that we will feel the love of the Father, the love of the Son, the love of the Holy Ghost, that we will feel the goodness of God. You are worthy of all praise. But Lord, I pray for Psalm 118, verse 5. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I looked in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They surround me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. See, there is power in the name. It is not the physical strength. It is not my physical capabilities. It is the power of the name, the greatest name in heaven and earth. Amen. And you carry that name. You carry the greatest name in heaven and earth. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. You know, God is with you. God is with you. But isn't it interesting? Sometimes we look at our lives and we think, God, where are you? God, what are you doing? God, I just feel so lonely. Lord, I feel such a wretch today. Lord, I feel so lost today. Lord, I feel very worldly. I feel, Lord, that I've lost, Lord, and nothing's working out in my life. You know, that is true Christianity. Walking with God. Walking with God is about being real. Walking with God is realizing that I'm going to walk through the valley. I'm going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, I'm going to struggle, but Lord, by your grace and your mercy, all things are possible to those who believe. And Lord, I ask you that you will be with everyone this morning that feels hard-pressed, that feels really hard-pressed in their life. Lord, that feels that they've got the wrecking ball of destruction swinging before them, like when the demolition crew go in and they take buildings down and that big destructive crane comes in and it just swings that great big demolishing wrecking ball, you know? And I just pray that anyone that seems that they're just dodging that wrecking ball, swinging backwards and forwards, just got their eyes on that wrecking ball. We've got to take our eyes off of the wrecking ball and keep our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Keep our eyes on Jesus. God will remove the wrecking ball. But as long as I keep looking at that ball swinging backwards and forwards and all them issues in my life, if I keep looking at them wrecking balls that are coming in trying to destroy me and take me, I'm taking my eyes off of Jesus. I believe that there are many families in a storm at this moment. The fuel poverty situation, everything going on through Parliament, everything going through on through the business world, everything that's going on through education, everything that's going on through this nation, wherever you are, if you've got workplace issues, if you feel that you're being bullied, if you feel that you're in relationships that are really hard and really pressed, God is with you. God can hear your heart's cry this morning. Verse 5 of Psalm 118. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord, and he brought me into a spacious place. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on and don't let go. God is with you. God is greater than any crisis in our lives. God is greater than any sickness, any disease. But I ask you this morning, wherever you are across the world, to focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just call on the greatest name in heaven and earth. Just call on the greatest name in heaven and earth. And that the name of Jesus. You know, you might feel like you're surrounded in verse 11 of Psalm 118. Mm. They surround me on every side. Everything has surrounded me. Everything, financial pressure, sickness and disease, worry and fear. Everything is surrounding me. But it comes down. It comes down. What brings it down? The name of the Lord. What cuts it down? The name of the Lord. Okay. What destroyed Goliath? Was it David's physical capabilities? No, it was the name. He said, you come against me with sword, spear and javelin, but I come in the name of the Lord. The power of the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. Just call on the greatest name in heaven and earth. Just speak the name. Just sing the name. Just lift up the greatest name in heaven and earth. Verse 13, I was pushed back and about to fall. There are many families, there are many people feeling in their lives that they are being pushed back and about to fall. God is with you. Yeah, I see you, Peter. Good morning or good night. You're in New Zealand. Yeah, I see you just coming online there. God bless you, that family out in New Zealand that's with us at this moment. There are many people that are about and they feel that they're about to fall, but you're not going to fall. You're not going to fall because God is with you and God has you. God has you wrapped up in his everlasting arms. God is with you. Wherever you are on this earth at this moment, God is with you. Yes, you might be on the other side of the world. Yes, you might be at your desk at the moment. You might be traveling around the M25. You might be wherever you are at this moment in time. But God is with you. God is healing you. God is guiding you. God is your strength. He is your Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. He is your Jehovah Shalom. He is your peace. He is your rampart. He is your king. He is your provider. Your God is making a way where there seems to be no way. You feel that you're about to fall, and you are not going to fall because God has you in the palm of his hand. His word is fierce. His word is an enemy to the enemies that are coming against you. God says very clearly in the Old Testament, if you obey me and follow my instruction, I will be an enemy to your enemies.
Man, thank you.
So obedience is the key. Jesus, obedience is the breaker. Obedience will break. Obedience will break the work of the enemy. Just trust God. Never give up. God is with you. He is your shield. He is your rampart. He is your word. He is your yes and amen. He is your healer. He is your shield. He is the God of love. He is your everything. May God bless you and strengthen you and guide you. But Psalm 118, verse 5, when hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. God is bringing you into new beginnings. God is bringing you into the promised land. God is bringing you into a new place. God is bringing you into a fresh pasture. God has and God is taking you out of the wilderness, whatever your nation is, whatever your situation is, whatever your life looks like at this moment. God is taking you out of the wilderness, but the wilderness had to happen. The wilderness had to happen. We all have to have wilderness experiences that we will grow. What do we grow in? We don't grow in fear. We grow in faith. And so often we seem to be walking in fear when actually we are more dependent than we've ever been depending on God. Fear isn't the factor. It is faith, because God is drawing you even in the faithless moments that I have, even in the moments of where I say, God, are you really about? God is still working. God is still pushing. God is still carrying. God is still guiding. God is still nurturing. God is still healing. He is yes and amen. You're not going to fall. You're not going to slip. And there, and you are going to make it. God has you. God has you. You will make it. If I can make it, if I can get through the end of the day, you can. If I can get to the end of the afternoon, you can. If I can get to 11 o'clock, you can. If I can get to 12 o'clock, you can. We all walk together. Amen. We are all on a journey together. And the journey is following Jesus. The journey is following the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The journey is believing. The journey is trusting Him. We are on a journey. It's a faith journey. It can be a scary journey. But you've got many Christians out there going, I'm not scared, I'm not scared. Well, you've got to be very careful who you surround yourself with, because a real believer will actually take their eyes off of Jesus, because the disciple did when he jumped out of the boat. A real believer for a moment in their life ago, actually, I looked more at the storm and I looked at more at the bleakness than I did actually at Jesus, to be fair, to be honest. Because as Paul writes, oh, wretched man am I, why do I do the things I hate and why can't I do the things that I should be doing? There is always a reverse. But the spiritual us is always wanting more of God. The more you want God, the more we find that the Holy Spirit alerts us to different things in our lives. Fear is part of our makeup. Fear is part of life. But fear has no authority over our lives, because faith does, because He is faithful. His ways are just. His ways are true. I might have moments of fear. I might have moments of doubt. I might have moments of pure and absolute loss sometimes in my thinking and my understanding and my psychological processing of life. But one thing is for sure, I know my Redeemer lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. You can face today. You can face tomorrow.
Yes.
God is with you. Psalm 118, as our brothers will take us further than I could ever get us, as we just gather around the right mics this morning and we just rest for coffee and prayer. Good morning, world, wherever you are this morning. We thank you so much for joining us. May God bless you and strengthen you. So Psalm 118, the first point. But the very first part of that text, it says, His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. Amen. God bless.
That verse 13 translates literally from the Hebrew. That is the enemy. You pushed me hard. The enemy pushed me hard so that I was falling. You, the enemy, pushed me hard so that I was falling.
Yeah.
But the Lord helped me.
But
already falling, but the Lord helped me. Now, I was led before we started this morning just to Isaiah 40, and starting at verse 27, and it so fits with what you're saying. The Holy Spirit is speaking to people.
Amen.
So Isaiah 40, verse 27. Why do you say and speak, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Why do we think sometimes, Lord, have I fallen off your radar?
Yes,
Lord. Are you even aware of my plight? Lord, do you remember me? Lord, do you even acknowledge my ways? Lord, do you know who I am? Lord, am I yours? Have you gone on holiday? Have you turned your answer phone off?
Where are you, Jesus?
Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, doesn't even see me, and my right is disregarded by my God? You've forgotten me. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
He does not faint or grow weary.
Yes, Lord.
His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even young shall faint and be weary. Yes, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait or hope, it means the same. Those who wait or those who hope is in the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen. Thank you.
And they shall mount up on wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint.
Thank you, Lord.
Hopping over to chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not.
Amen.
For I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you.
I will.
With my righteous right hand. Lift up your eyes and see. Lord, we all fall into those areas, Lord, and I pray for our brothers and sisters who are listening now, who think the Lord has forgotten my ways. The Lord has turned his back on me. I'm not even on his radar. These words are for you. And he's telling you, no way would I ever forget you. He even calls the stars by name. We can't even count them.
Thank you, Lord.
And he holds all things together by his mighty right arm. And he holds you. He who began that good work in you. He who called you to live. He who spoke and said, you are my child, has not forgotten you.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you,
Jesus.
He is with you always. Though the earth may quake and though the universe may tremble, those who hope in the Lord are steadfast.
Yes, Father.
So though you fall, because the enemy pushes you hard.
Amen.
He is with you.
Amen.
Yes, never Lord. Will he leave you. Never will he forsake you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even when the final curtain closes
thank you, Father.
And we enter into eternity, guess who's there?
Amen.
To take us by the hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even in death. For where can we flee from your spirit, King David said. If I go to the other side of the earth, you are there. If I go to the highest mountain, you are there. If I go to the depths of the ocean, you are there. Even darkness is of light to you.
Yes, Lord.
We are so secure in him.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever may come,
thank
it's
you.
A season that will pass. Whatever hardship grips us, however hard the enemy pushes us, though we fall,
amen.
We only fall into thank the hands Father. Of God.
Amen. Yes.
We only fall into his mighty right arm. He embraces us, he catches us. And those who hope and trust in the Lord, those who wait upon the Lord,
yes, Father.
Will renew their strength.
Thank you, Father.
We will soar on wings like eagles. You see, if you've fallen and you've landed in the arms of God,
amen.
You're carried. You're carried. No longer do we rely on our own strength.
Thank you, Lord.
When we're wrung out, stripped out, and
washed out.
We may limp like Jacob, but we're secure in the presence and hope of our God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
Lord, I pray that we will draw from those wells of salvation. The times in the past
thank you,
where we've
Spirit.
Seen you move, the times where we've seen you
yes,
turn
Lord.
Things around
amen.
Mightily. What a God we serve.
Amen. Yes.
Lord,
yes,
you'd Lord. Work the whole world around just for us, and you do. We've known those times when we know where we know that we know. I am God's and he is mine. My Lord is my King and my friend, and he knows me by name.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You are God's beloved. Rest in that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, yeah. Yeah, it's this Bible that's in front of me and each one of us, and perhaps you've got one in front of you now, it tells us our exact true position in God. It's like a compass, a ship's compass. It tells you pinpoints the exact place you are with God. And Lord, we just thank you for this word, Lord, that always brings us to the true position, Father God. And I just want to pray today for those who maybe I've done a bit of this myself. That's how I'm praying for it. That beat themselves up when they think they've failed God, or when they've fallen short of God, or when they've done something earlier in their life, Lord, and can't quite forgive yourselves.
Yeah.
I just want to bring you back
thank you, Jesus.
To the true position you're in, because that's called false guilt. And Christ didn't come into this world to give us guilt or make us feel guilty. He came to save us. He came to remove those things. So I've got a couple of scriptures here. There are literally uncountable scriptures to tell us our true position in Christ. And I just want to read you two of them to get us on our way. And then I want to pray. One of them is in Psalm 103.
Sorry. You'd think this is rehearsed.
What has he got in front of it?
Psalm 103.
Right.
Come on, Lord. This is
thank
it.
You, Lord. Come verse on, 8. This is the one. Yeah. Right.
Unbelievable.
This is just one verse. to tell us our true position in God. No matter what you feel or think about yourself,
this is
our geographical, spiritual position in God, okay? God says, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him." This is the one. "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions for us." You can't get any clearer than that, can you? There's our true position in God. The other one, come right back to 1 John chapter 2.
Yes, Lord.
This is a letter that Paul wrote to the family. This is a family letter. He sent this out to the churches. And I just want to take you to, again, verse 12. And there's a list there. Starts a list. John gives the reason for writing this letter. He says this: "I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake." How clear do we want it? Yeah. Our sins are forgiven.
Washed.
He goes right down the list. He says, "I write to you fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you young men because he has overcome the wicked one." It goes on and on and on. But down right there at the top of the list, the first thing John writes is, "I write to you little children because your sins are forgiven." This is our true position in Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's no other place.
Straight out of the Word of God.
His children are forgiven. They are washed clean. And I just want to pray for anyone now who's been going through that it's torrid time of self-examination and giving yourself a verdict of guilty and Lord, and feeling a failure and feeling short, especially you ministers, because you're right there in the front of the battle. So Lord, I just pray that you will re-establish the real true position for all your children, Lord, as that word in John says, and it is forgiven, washed clean. So Father, bring us to see afresh the glorious thing that's happened to us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Glorious thing has happened to us. For we have got a new life and our sins are all gone and we got clean of it, Lord. We're completely clean and free of all sin, Father God. We are your children. Father, I want you to re-establish, let us see afresh again what a faithful God you are, Lord, and that you do not change. Lord, I ask for freshness to come into everyone.
Yes, Father. I got Thank you, Jesus.
Your relentless love, Lord, will lead us that way. This love of God is not just we were talking about it earlier, not just an ordinary God. It's agape love. It's the deepest. Mm. It's the very deepest. Lord, all those who are feeling this false guilt, all those who are kind of trapped there for a while, Father God, I pray that you remove it now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you re-establish the true position that you have brought us into. It's the highest position that any human being can be brought to, and it's children of God. And we've been set free from sin. As sin has no hold over us. The blood of Jesus has removed it all.
Amen.
Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I pray that everyone will be broken free from that lie of Satan, Father God. They are not guilty. In any sense of the word,
yes, Father.
All sins are completely removed. They don't even exist. They've been wiped out of history. And Lord, as though they never were, and that is how we are. That is our true position in Christ. Now, Lord, I just pray that you will establish this in every heart that has been troubled by this false guilt. And I ask it in the name of Jesus now. Right now, Lord, I pray for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Blessed is the man whose sins and transgressions will never count against him. I had to laugh earlier. I come from Seven Oaks. I drive here every Wednesday morning. Don drives down from Hextable. Ben's here in Swanley. Andy, who's usually here, company's in Romania at the moment, comes all the way from Dartford. We don't rehearse. We sit here and Ben says, "Are you ready?" We all say no.
No.
And God ties it together. There's 150 Psalms I could have been looking at.
Yeah.
And yet God led both Donnie and me at the same time. Psalm 103.
Thank you, Lord.
Not only that, there's the whole Bible we could have been looking at. You know, how God, we're always amazed how God draws us together on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to read Psalm 103, because God is speaking to us. And I was thinking, at the same time as Donnie, that there's people who are being dogged by their mistakes. And we've done them all. But blessed is the man, woman, child of God, whose sins and transgressions will never count against them because they've been paid for.
Washed.
By the blood and body of our Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, who paid for them.
Oh, Lord,
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yes, Lord.
Who forgives all your iniquity. Our iniquity is our weakness in mind, weakness in stature, our broken, flawed characters. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God.
Amen.
The falling short is our iniquity. He forgets our iniquity. Yes, he forgives our iniquity. He heals all our diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. Who crowns your steadfast? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And we read that from Isaiah 40.
Yeah.
The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses. He acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. And here we are, slow to anger and abounding in love. Mm. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
He does not deal with us according to our sins.
Yes, Lord.
He does not deal with us according to our sins.
Thank you.
Nor repay us according to our iniquities. We need to know that. We don't get what we deserve. We got salvation instead.
Amen. Amen.
And we got the goodness of God.
Hallelujah.
For as high as the heavens are above the earth. That's pretty big.
That's enormous.
Yeah. So great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west.
Amen.
You can't console them. They're opposite directions. So as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from
you,
us.
Jesus.
We're not soiled.
Heal us,
we've been made whiter than the snow.
Amen.
As a father shows compassion to his children. I'm a father.
Amen.
I've got six daughters and I love them.
Yeah,
always showing them compassion. They break my heart, but I love it.
Yeah.
So the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame.
Oh, man,
sometimes we find out how weak we are and we're shocked. He already knows it.
He knows.
And he remembers that we are dust. Where's our strength? From dust we came, from dust we'll return. But we'll live forever with him. Lord, I want to thank you that you know us completely. Completely.
Yes, Lord.
We're shocked when we find out our fickleness. Mm. Peter was shocked. He thought he was the man who'd die for you.
Yeah.
But he was the man who denied you.
Yes, Father.
But when he encountered your steadfast love, when he realised that your calling of Peter was beyond repentance, he thought he'd blown it. But you just showed him who he is. And then he became who you said he would be.
Amen.
And he was martyred for you. Lord, I want to thank you that we haven't blown it. No one. No one. Lord, all the days ordained for us were written in your book before one of them came to be. That's Psalm 139. You know all things.
Yes, Father.
You know us more than what we know ourselves. And you remember we are but dust.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we do pray. You are the one who redeems us from the pit.
Redeem.
You are the one who heals
Jesus.
Our diseases. So, Lord, we speak healing now. For those who have heard devastating news from the doctor, thank you, Lord, that you have the last word. And your word is healing life and life in abundance.
Amen.
So we speak healing right now across these airwaves.
We believe.
Come and heal.
Yeah.
Come and heal.
Come and deliver, Lord.
Lord, I want to thank you for the miracles that we've seen.
Lord.
I saw that brain-dead girl, 3 years old, who was not even put on a life support machine to spare the mum the anguish of switching it off.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
And yet you...
you, Lord.
You spoke.
And she, the next day, was alive.
Amen.
And in 3 days released. And every member of staff said, this is a miracle. Lord, you do the miracles. Do them again. Do them again, Lord, when we speak miracles. And Lord, we pray for those who are suffering from guilt and shame. Remove it, Lord. Remove it. You became guilt for us. You are our guilt offering. What a price. It's paid for in full. And you were shamed, hung naked on a cross, with people hurling abuse at you. You took it for us, Lord, so that we may hold our heads up high and our Redeemer lives.
Amen.
Death could not hold you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you were the holy, spotless, pure Lamb of God, with no blemish, no fault. What a sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. Our salvation is found in you.
Amen, yes.
And not in our abilities, because we have none.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, yeah. Amen. You, Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 18. We come to the table in a few moments, and Donnie and our brother Glenn will lead us around the table together. But as you can see, the thread that God has been leading us down this morning. So if we were to go into Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through to 4, it says, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. God is working. God is in full charge. God is in full control. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. I was marred, I am marred, and God is working on my heart. God is working on my life. God is working on me, around me, and in me, and through me. And if he can do it for me, if he is at the wheel, very interesting, isn't it? That wheel that we are reading at there is spelled W-H-E-E-L. But if you look at the will of the Father, is a different spelling. Pronounced the same. I'm at the will. When God is at the will, the Master is at the will. The Master is in full charge. And when I'm in his will, I'm in his will, I am at his will on that special place where I'm in his hands. The pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the pot formed into another pot, shaping it as he seemed best to him. As it seems best to him. You know, sometimes our lives look very different to what they should be. And so often we try and shape ourselves because family are trying to shape us, work is trying to shape us, culture is trying to shape us, the world is trying to shape us, number 10 Downing Street is trying to shape us, Boris is trying to shape us, the world, the system is trying to shape us. And I am not going to be shaped by the world. The world, if I stay in the world, I will be marred, I will be spotted, I will have imperfections in me, in my life. But if I come under surrender, if I say, dear God, I believe, and you know I believe, but Lord, I need all these imperfections, Lord, taken out of me. Lord, I'm clay in your hands. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you will continue to shape me. And it says that the Master worked on the clay, and he worked on the clay, and he shaped the clay, and he stretched the clay. We don't have time to go into that, but when you look at what a clay maker, a master at work with clay in his hands, what he has to do to that clay to get that clay to look like it should look like in the Master's hands. Shaping in the hands of the Lord is painful. Shaping is basically wringing out the flesh. Shaping is going deeper. Shaping is having situations wrung out and taken away. Shaping is painful. Shaping is a process. Shaping can be a lonely place. Shaping is needed because I cannot stay this shape. If I stay as I am, and what we've been reading this morning, nothing can snatch me out of salvation. I'm saved, but I will always be not in the posture, not in that position I should be in. So I need to be shaped. I need to be on the potter's wheel and I need to be in the Garden of Gethsemane so I know I'm in his will. Being on his will as the master works on me and being in his will in the Garden of Gethsemane are very interesting places, because when I seek his will, I suddenly become on the potter's will, because his shaping is different to my worldly walk. Every one of us has a worldly walk. Every one of us has, you know, a path that sometimes we might go down that's not quite a godly position. Or is it just me? Is it just me? I don't know. Is it just me? Or do I take lifestyle choices that are not correct? Do I make decisions that are not correct? Are they always biblical decisions, or are they mindful decisions? You know, but one thing I've learned through this lockdown is that I am saved, that I am a son of the living God, and nothing can separate me from the love of God. And my brothers on the other side of the table have read out some beautiful scriptures this morning, and it's made me realize even more that I'm saved no matter what. And he is always shaping. And I pray this morning, as I walk in the will of the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, I also understand that I am sitting on the Master's will, the potter's will, the Master working on me. He's working on me. He's shaping me. And shaping is a painful experience. Shaping.
Yeah.
Lord, you've got to remove this. Lord, I've got a root, Lord, that needs removing. Lord, you've got to deal with me. Lord, I need your Father to deal with me. You know, I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But when we are reshaped, it is painful. It is painful to be shaped. Because if you look at this very powerful biblical text of what the master, the clay worker, does to the clay, he doesn't mess around with it. He doesn't just stroke its back to get it into the position that it needs to be. He throws it onto the floor. He punches the clay. He knocks the clay. He wrings the clay. He speeds the wheel up. He slows the wheel down. He gives it a bit of a whacking. And I'm not saying God is beating us with a stick, because I'm not saying that. So don't go out and spread this out. All the pastor has said, God is beating us and he's giving us fisticuffs. It doesn't mean that. But what I'm saying is shaping is painful. Shaping is letting go of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Shaping is realizing, oh, wretched man am I. But by his grace and his mercy and his power and his authority and the scripture, all things are possible to those who believe. Now, we're coming to the table. The table should be a place of shaping. The table should be a place of shaping of, Lord, I repent, Lord. And I bring my thought to you. I bring my act before you. I bring my act of living. I bring my lifestyle to you. The Lord, my lifestyle isn't godly. My lifestyle isn't quite right. My thinking, my attitude is not quite right. I need you, Lord. So as I come to the remembrance table, as I come, Lord, to the Passover time with my brothers, Lord, around this table, I ask you, Lord, that you will reshape me, because I don't want to be me. I want to be, Lord, the chosen instrument you called me to be. But Lord, there are things in my life that need removing and reshaping.
Oh, my goodness.
And Lord, strip me back. Strip me back, Lord. Empty me of me and pour yourself in. Lord, I know you're living in this vessel of this earth, so I know you're living, Lord. I know, Lord, that you're with me, but Lord, I want more of your holiness. Lord, I want clean hands, a pure heart. I want my mind, Lord, to be focused. Lord, I want my eyes on Jesus. Lord, I just want, Lord, to walk away from Jacob's well, from all the religious dead stuff. I want to walk away, Lord, from what the world is offering. And just come to the living water. Lord, I need living water. I need this living water, this water, Lord, that you offer, this water that you give. Lord, this living, these streams of life. Lord, I need to be refreshed today. And Lord, I stand with anyone that says, Lord, I need to be refreshed today. I need to be reshaped. I need to be reshaped, Lord. I want to be cleansed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet in the blood of Jesus. And I repent, Lord, of everything in my head, in my heart, on my hands, in my being. Everything, Lord, that is not godly, I bring before you today, Lord, and say, help me to live by the word of God. Help me to live by your word. Help me to walk, Father, in steps, in the promises, in the word of God. So, Father, as Donnie brings us, as our brother Glenn brings us, Lord, and our brother Andy has just jumped online as he's in the mission field. Bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that's online today, Lord, where churches give us this false hope of you're great as you are. Well, actually, I'm clay in the master's hands. And the master wants the clay to change. The master will not accept the vessel that is on the wheel at that moment. The master is shaping. And I believe the church within the UK is about to be reshaped, because it is not the shape of the biblical church. And God is reshaping.
Amen.
God is a God that will not be mocked. He is a jealous God. Yeah, Lord, shape us a bit lively.
Yeah.
You know?
Good Jesus. Lord.
Shaping is endurance. Shaping is walking by faith. Shaping is allowing to look yourself or look myself in the mirror and say, Lord, you need to work on me, Jesus. You got to work on me, Lord. Please, Holy Spirit, take me deeper. Lord, almost take me deep sea diving. And Lord, if you're not my oxygen, I'm not going to make it. Lord, if you don't fill this tank up, Lord, with your word, if you don't keep, Lord, this oxygen, this living word running through my lungs, Lord, I won't make it to the surface again. You're my living word. You're my life. You're everything, God. And I need you, Lord, because at the moment, life seems to be a lot of deep sea diving, a lot of swimming in the darkness, almost gasping for air, feeling the pressure around, the weight of the water of the world on you. Deep sea diving, you know, you're swimming in a lot of sludge. It's not clear. Everything is off. I keep hitting shopping trolleys. I keep hitting vessels on the seabed. I keep hitting things that shouldn't be there. I can't see no further than an inch in front of me, Lord. Help me to go by faith, because the swimming isn't like the coral reef where it's all beautiful. I'm swimming in a grimy old lake at the moment, Lord. And if you, dear God, do not breathe into this oxygen tank of my body, if you do not breathe into my heart today, dear God, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to drown in this mess. Breathe, Lord. Breathe over this nation. Breathe over us, Lord. Breathe through the church. Breathe through me. Breathe through my brothers. Breathe through my sisters. Breathe through us today. Holy Spirit, breathe over us. God, we want to hear the Lion of Judah. We want to hear the roar of the King of Glory. We're tired of the lion lips, Lord. We're tired, Father, of the rhetoric that's coming out of religion. We're tired, Father, of the happy clappy brigade. Lord, I'm swimming in mess and I need the word of God. I'm swimming in the darkness and you've got to be my oxygen, Lord. You've got to reshape this vessel, Lord, because Lord, what is before me is very cloudy and very mucky, and Lord, I need you. I need you, Jesus. I'm not frightened to let the world know that I need Jesus. I'm not worried. Lord, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a child of the living God. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. But Lord, just because I'm saved doesn't mean to say that I won't keep crying out for you. Because you want to hear your children's voice. Come, Holy Spirit, around this table now, Lord. Around this table, around our lives, wherever we are today, Lord. For every one of us, Lord, that is not frightened to say, yeah, I'm swimming in a mucky lake at the moment. And Lord, I need you to be that oxygen. God, you've got to breathe. You've got to breathe in me, God. You've got to breathe over me. Lord, you've got to You've got to clear the shopping trolleys before me. You've got to remove, Lord, the sunken vessels that are before me. Lord, you've got to remove the debris, Lord, because I keep hitting all this debris. And, Lord, I want living water. I need this living water this morning. Our brothers are going to take us now to the table. You might be already ahead of us. I thank God for your lives because God is with you. I thank God for your circumstances because God is in your circumstances. If you're in the Garden of Gethsemane, God is with you. If you're on the potter's wheel, God is shaping you. You've heard them beautiful scriptures that my brothers read out this morning, the Psalms, the beautiful text from the Psalms. You know, there's nothing more powerful than being a believer that is free to say how I really feel. I feel grotty today, Jesus, but I love you. Lord, I feel mucky and sweaty and clammy, but I love you, Jesus. I feel distressed today, but I love you, Jesus. Lord, I don't fit in with them religious folk down the road, but I love you, Jesus. Lord, I feel like, Lord, I'm the missing piece from the puzzle, but I love you, Jesus. Lord, I'm not walking quite right at the moment, but I love you, Jesus. Amen, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
While he's talking, Ben, I do believe there's people who need to make decisions.
Yeah.
Locational, actually.
Amen to that.
One Kings 17. It's about Elijah. And three things hit me here. Elijah 17, verse 3, depart. Elijah 17, verse 9, arise. 1 Kings 18, verse 1, go.
Ooh.
And then it says, and this is talking about Elijah. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord.
He went and did.
I think there's someone who you feel God's calling you to be a missionary.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on, Lord.
There's a decision.
Decision.
To leave, what a decision. To leave the securities of this life, to turn your back on what the world offers. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's a sacrifice there. But wow, what a privilege to give sacrifice to God of things
Amen.
That count.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for eternal rewards, eh? Just for to sow into eternity. go. That's the word of God for you. Go.
I think that's really important.
Yeah.
God is calling.
He is. He's calling.
God is calling.
Elijah went to the brook. While Ben was praying there, he mentioned rivers. When you go, you're fed by God. Doesn't mean it's easy. His ways are not our ways. Elijah was fed by unclean birds.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Right.
Then he was fed by a Gentile widow. Crazy. Craziness. But wow, wouldn't you like to see the things that Elijah saw? Wouldn't you like to do the things that Elijah did? But he walked and lived by the word of God. So Father, whatever decisions we make, whatever decisions we face, we pray that we will walk with you.
Yes, Lord.
Whether it's to the brook or whether it's to the mountain. Whether it's to call fire down from heaven or to be fed by unclean birds. We want to walk with you. We want to know, Lord, that the short time we spend on the earth is spent walking with you. Lord, we do want to sow to eternity and not to the temporal, not to the fading, not to the worthless things of this world. So we bless those who choose to arise, whether it is locational, whether it's big things like missionaries, or whether it's things that seem relatively small, I'm going to get involved in my local church. Wow, what huge impact that has. Lord, that we would be those who arise, and walk with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for those decisions.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, can I just, you want to do communion now? Or
Don, you feel led.
I just want to give you some a little bit more scripture on forgiveness that you can perhaps look up when you get some spare time. I feel it's really important. There's a Psalm 103, we've done that one. It's Jeremiah 31, verse 34. It's a prophecy that when the Messiah comes, he will forgive all our sins. Isaiah 43, 25. I will remember their sins no more. John 3:16, that lovely verse. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Micah chapter 7, verse 19, God will cast all our sins into the sea.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And Romans 8, this is just some of those that are talking about the forgiveness of sins. Romans 8, the words there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Come on, Lord.
We could thank go you, on Jesus. Quoting scripture all day and all night, but this is just to encourage you to bust that lie of saying, Lord, that we are failures at times, and that we are just feel like we're no good, Lord. For some reason, Lord, we go through these times, Father God. These scriptures are put here to show us our true position in Christ. So important.
Yes,
Lord. So important that word comes is established in the foundations of our lives. It's the word of God, and we just thank you for it, Lord. And just again, I want us to see afresh again, Lord, everyone who's listening, tuning in, see afresh again the glorious place that Christ has brought us to. It's incredible. Yes, that he has raised us up into this position to be sons, to be children of the living God. And I find at times that is so phenomenal, so fantastic, that, you know, I slip back from it and say, is it really true? And this word here is established throughout the whole 66 books. It's all about the forgiveness of our sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
The thing that holds us apart from God. And God wants that removed. He wants his children back. In the Father's heart, there was such an anguish. I pray every day that all God's children will have that anguish in their heart, as well as the divine love that the Father has, until all the sons and daughters are home, safe. That's what this is all about. That's why Jesus left heaven, for the forgiveness of sins, for the removal of that which keeps us separate. And Father God, I just pray that we will all know, Lord, that Christ has done it. His blood has overcome everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
His salvation plan is absolutely perfect. He's put his spirit in us, and it's a guarantee that we will be in heaven with him.
Amen.
And Lord, we just thank you for that right now. I pray, Lord, that this will be downloaded into the depths of every Christian spirit on this earth at this moment, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're coming to the table. And wherever you are, I just pray that you will just give everything to Jesus. Our brother Glenn's going to share the bread, and Don will just pray over the cup in a few moments as we bring this to some form of position of closure, but not closure, but just as we go into the world and to live and to do what we got to do, as we just break bread at the end of this service together. We thank God for your lives. And Glenn, over to you.
Yeah, Donnie mentioned Micah 7, and I was looking at Micah 7, verse 7. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation.
Yes, Lord.
My God will hear me. And Amen. Jesus said to his disciples on that night he was betrayed, I have so longed to eat, or I have so desired to eat this meal with
you. Thank you, Father.
And it was the Passover meal. Mm. And when he came to the bread of redemption, the hidden bread.
Thank you,
he
Jesus.
He said, this bread is my body, which is broken for you. For the forgiveness of your sins.
Thank you, Lord.
See, our sins have been paid for.
Jesus is Lord.
The reason we are free from sin is because they have been paid for.
Amen.
By the body of Jesus that was broken, spat upon, scourged.
Yes, Father.
Crucified and put to death on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus, for dying and taking our punishment upon yourself.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 And this is the blood. This is the blood that made it all come true.
Yes, Father.
The impossible.
Thank you, Holy
Spirit. Made a way through what was not possible, Lord.
You're worthy.
The cost was enormous. Mm.
Yeah.
The life of your Son, Father God, and Lord, our prayer of repentance is the first prayer that you will ever answer. The fastest prayer you will ever answer, I should say. That's the prayer of repentance. And if you've got any doubts about that, ask the thief on the cross. Seconds before his death.
Remember,
he was took into paradise. His words were, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus' reply was instant. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Lord, I just love that piece that you left in the Bible to show us, Lord, that it is no work of us. That man, that thief, he had no time to do no more than speak those words. He repented and he turned to Christ. That's all anybody needs to do. That's what brings us into the kingdom of God. Lord, and this is the blood. This is the blood of Jesus that made it all possible. We just thank you, Lord. As we take it, Lord, we pray that it will bring us to life, Lord. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
No other way. That word's just slipped in. No other way but Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. No other way. There we go. We thank you so much, wherever you are today, for joining us across the earth. We've had lots of scriptures, as we always do. But I just want to read one small scripture that I left off, that I started in the psalm that I started in. Psalm 118, verse 14. The Lord is my strength and my defence. He has become my salvation. We thank you so much for joining us wherever you are across the world today. May God continue to strengthen you and guide you. And you belong to Jesus. You were bought with a price, washed in the blood of Jesus. You've been listening to Donnie and to Glenn and to myself, Ben Cooper, and our brother Andy is on the mission field. So we just pray that God will strengthen him and his wife as they are on the mission fields today. Wherever you are across this earth, whatever your time zone is across this beautiful earth this morning, God is with you. We will see you again. And for all those in the world of podcasting, thank you so much for listening and for sharing and for all the downloads, the thousands of downloads across the world. We are blessed because of our Redeemer lives. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Alexa. So many other platforms. God bless. Have a wonderful day. And we will see you this time next week for more coffee and prayer in Jesus' name. God bless.